grace and peace be with you. I have to confess I take some comfort from John sending messages to Jesus saying, wait, did I get this right? Are you the one? Did I get this right? It's a question that has occasionally been asked after that as well. Did we get this right? Is Jesus really the one that saves us? It's a question that's lasted for 2,000 years. I certainly understand why John's asking it. John knows he's been chosen by God to prepare the way for the Messiah. All of Israel's hopes are pinned on this. And things have probably not gone quite the way John anticipated if you paid attention to that first little throwaway line in the gospel when John heard in prison. Things aren't going so well for him. Things aren't happening the way he thought they would happen when the Messiah comes. Rome is still in control. And the king of Israel is, you know, selling out to Rome. And John is in prison for speaking to that. And all kinds of words about God's will for us that people don't want to hear. It's not going the way he expected. It's not what he thought salvation was going to look like. And so he's wondering. I get that. Life was scary and tough, and it wasn't magically getting better. And so John is wondering. I get that. I get that doubt. Now, maybe we here never experience questions about how things are going and how bad it seems and whether we've really been bamboozled or confused or just wrong about this whole salvation thing and the inbreaking of the reign of God, because we keep waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And it just seems like it's just getting harder out there some days. I get the doubt. Jesus answers John, but not perhaps in the way that John was hoping for. I don't know. Maybe John had this really centered and he was good with all of this. You all know what happens to him, right? He doesn't get freed. He doesn't get released. He gets beheaded. He gets executed. He dies. Is that the way this story is supposed to go? That the people who serve God don't get rescued? It's hard to hear this. And the platitudes of, well, we have a resurrection to eternal life, are comforting sometimes, and sometimes they don't seem like quite enough of an answer in the moment, because we're looking for hope for a better world here as well as there. See, God is a God of the living as well as of the dead. And God has promised justice and peace in the midst of all of this and salvation for all of God's people. And it is hard to understand why it is still so hard sometimes to just get by in a world that seems to worship, I don't know, violence and pettiness and being better than and putting other people down for the sake of feeling superior and bullying and profit and I don't know. It's all so hard. But see, here is the thing. When Jesus answers John's disciples, he says to them, go back and tell John. Tell John what you see and what you hear. Now, a lot of what people have been seeing and have been hearing has been oppression, has been military might and putting people down and holding people under a powerful thumb. A lot of what people are seeing and hearing isn't a good thing. But Jesus reminds them to look at the people who normally don't get seen at all. Look at the people who aren't getting seen, Jesus says. Look at the lame. Nobody pays attention to the lame. They've obviously been cursed by God. They're not loved by God. That's why they're lame. No, the lame are walking. Look at the blind. Nobody loves the blind. They've been cursed by God. That's why they're blind. God doesn't love them. No, the blind see. Look at the lepers. Nobody goes to the lepers. They'll make you sick. They've been cursed by God. God doesn't love them. The lepers are healed. Go tell John what you hear and see. The forgotten people are restored. No matter what Rome does, no matter what poverty presses, no matter what fear strikes, the forgotten people are seen and healed and restored. How many of you saw the documentary, Would You Be My Neighbor? Mr. Rogers? 2, 3, 4 hands. Marty and I finally watched it last night. You know what? Fred Rogers got it. He got this. He absolutely understood what Jesus was saying to John. As Marty and I watched that documentary last night, I'm working the sermon over in my head as I'm sitting there last minute, because Fred Rogers got it. Because his whole ministry, and yes, he was an ordained Presbyterian minister, and Mr. Rogers' neighborhood was his calling, acknowledged and recognized by the church. His ministry was to see those that often are not seen by society. Oh, we love our children, but quite often we don't actually look at them and listen to them. And Mr. Rogers looked and listened and spoke to children in a way that made them realize that they were seen and valued and loved, that they belonged to the community, and that they were welcomed with grace and understanding and mercy and love. Mr. Rogers saw people the way every single one of us wants to be seen. And it wasn't an act. It wasn't a shtick he put on for the show. He was really like that all of the time. And I'm watching this documentary and I'm thinking, Kingdom of Heaven right there. Kingdom of Heaven. I want to sit down with Mr. Rogers and have him tell me that my feelings are okay, and that I am loved, and that people do like me. I still want him to sit down and tell me these things, which are really, beloved, the same things that God is telling you in Christ. And that's why he gave that message, because it is the word of God, especially for us when we are afraid that nobody sees us. We're afraid that maybe all they see is a facade, something that we believe deep down inside isn't really true, even though we look competent and successful, you know, and secure, but deep down inside we don't feel like that. Or we're afraid that all people see are our faults and our sins and our weaknesses. Or we're afraid all that people see are our disabilities or our gender or our age or any other thing that is not truly who we are. Jesus gave Fred Rogers his word to see the people who are afraid that nobody sees them, not even God. In the midst of the turmoil and the fear and the confusion of a really big and complicated world, God sees the people who are afraid that nobody sees them. And God says to them, I love you just the way you are. And in saying that, God, oh, there's a slip for you. God, just like Fred Rogers, speaking God's word, calls out the best from within us. So when we worry and wonder if we're believing in the wrong thing, has it really made any difference? Is this really salvation? Beloved, remember all of those times and spaces in your life where somebody, by the grace of God, has seen you and loved you, because that is the love of Jesus, even if they don't know him. It's the love of Jesus. So should we wait for someone else? No. No, it doesn't meet the expectations of sometimes what we think salvation should look like. It's not military conquest against all the bad guys and the right people finally getting in power, or everybody having all the wealth and luxury. Jesus alludes to that, by the way, when he's talking to the people about John. He says, what did you come out to see? Did you come out to see wealth and power? Did you come out to see a reed shaking in the wind? That is a reference to the coins that King Herod has just had minted. He put reeds blowing in the wind on his coins. Did you come out here to see wealth? Did you come out here to see luxury and power? No, it's not what you came to see. You came to see something different. You came to see the path being cleared for the one who saves us, the one who sees you in your need, sees you in your longing, sees you in your crying out, and loves you, calls you forth, because that's where our life is. It's in that love that sees one another. So we keep hoping and waiting, because there is more to be seen. There are more people who need to be loved, and we keep longing for the fulfillment. But we know that every single day when we go to look, when we go to listen, when we see one another and hear one another and love one another with the love of Jesus, you can feel that the Messiah has come. Thanks be to God.